And as we were building it, I had a dream for tonight. I thought it would be so great when this building got done to be able to have a time when we could all come together as a whole camp, staff, campers, and celebrate the week together. And actually, it's way beyond my expectations that this has happened. So, you know, it's a time to celebrate. And there's much to celebrate about Fort Wilderness. You know, I've been here a couple years, and there are so many cool things that have happened over time. But, you know, the best ones are the ones that are spiritual celebrations. There are thousands of campers that have come to know Jesus as their Savior because of Fort Wilderness. Now, for some of you don't know that this is one camp that we operate. We operate Fort Wilderness, Adventure Outpost, and Leadership Lab. And at any time in the summertime, we can have 400 to 450 people that we're responsible for. And it is so cool to hear the stories. We've been hearing the stories coming back from Adventure Outpost and Lab about life change that's happening in the lives of these kids. That's stuff to celebrate. You know, if Fort Wilderness were just here to provide fun, then we might as well close the doors. But we're here because we want people to know Jesus, and we want people to grow in their faith. And so that's one of the reasons camp is here. Many hundreds of thousands of people over the last 62 years have made spiritual decisions to live their life differently, to live their married life differently. And God has been at work in those areas as well. Countless high school, college age, and adults have served. Counselors have been serving our kids. The summer staff and volunteers and tens of thousands of volunteer hours have been given to make Fort Wilderness is what it is today. And so we can celebrate that. That's a grand thing to have happen. And it's taken the sacrifices of friends to fund Fort Wilderness staff. Do you know that all of our staff are missionaries? They raise support to be here. And up until about maybe 15 years ago, we never got a normal paycheck where it's the same every 2 weeks, because on the support model, whatever came in for you, you got for that two-week period. So sometimes you'd get your check and you'd look at it, $300. Oof. And another time you'd open your check and there'd be $1,000 in there. So we made a decision 15, 20 years ago that we were going to try to provide staff with a normal paycheck. So we celebrate that as staff. That's a big plus for us. Now, this new land is another reason to celebrate. We're so excited about what God's going to do with this property with your input. If we were to do this all by ourselves and use our own ideas, I love Henry Blackaby. He said, you know what? Figure out what God's doing and join God. Don't do your thing and invite God to be part of it. So that's what we want. That's why we're getting your input, because we really want to know where God is leading Fort Wilderness, and we want to get behind that. And so it's been great that you guys have been able to be part of that. I can only imagine what the future is going to be. They should write a song called that, you know? I can only imagine. Maybe somebody did. You could sing that tonight. No. But, you know, there's other things that we celebrate. 1964, we changed our name to Fort Wilderness. I talked about that at the campfire the other night. That was something to celebrate. In 1969, we got electric power that came in from the outside lines. Otherwise, we generated all of our power up until then. Until then, Fort Wilderness couldn't grow because we were limited by not having electricity. So that was a big thing. Building our first moonbeam, that bathroom building over there, you can't believe the difference between outhouses and that. It was a big deal. And it allowed camp to grow. And we have watched God continue to be faithful over all these years as people have given. We can't do this without the help of you, our friends and our donors and those that help fund Fort Wilderness. But you know what we need more than anything? We need your prayer. We need to make sure that we continue to be faithful in the things that we do. We need to continue to know that God is at work in our lives so that we can help be involved in the lives of other people. And, you know, it's going to take giving. Again, we don't know what the future holds for right now, but as we work through this process together, eventually we'll come up with a plan, and a plan will need to be funded. And so don't be surprised if some little guy like myself comes and knocks on your door and says, hey, you want to be part of something exciting? And maybe for some of you, it'll be a time to think about a legacy. We all have opportunities to leave a legacy in our life, and that might be something we look at as well. So we have much to be grateful for. We're grateful that all of you are here celebrating family camp with us. So I think that's about all I have to say. Who's next? The band.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's good to see you. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to spend some time singing some songs. Father, thank you for this day that you have provided for us. Thank you for this gift that it is to be here together. Father, thank you for relationships and for community. Thank you for the gift of the body. Father, I pray that we would be encouraged this evening, hearing about the ways that you have been at work, and that we would also be reinvigorated, knowing that you will continue those works as we leave. So, Father, may we decrease and may you increase tonight. And thank you for your love. And we pray these things in Jesus' strong name. Amen. So you guys can stand up. We are going to start. We're going to start with the Somebody song. Yeah, all right. So just as a means of refreshing ourselves, we're going to do it once with just the guys. So we're going to do just the guys' part, and then we're going to do just the girls' part, and then we'll put them together. It's going to be great. You guys have had all week to practice. You've probably been humming it to yourself in the shower, so we're good. All right, so this is the guys' part, all right? Somebody, 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 somebody. My heart is secure since I first believed. Feel good? Yeah, good? Okay, so now we're gonna do the girls' part. All right, are we good? Are we ready? So we're gonna do it just the guys for one run through that, and then the girls can come in, and it's gonna be so good.
Oh, love it.
One, two. Good job. Okay, so this next one we're going to do is called Your Everlasting Love. It is a... It's an exercise song. So during the chorus, it's going to sound like this. Okay? So that involves some moving back and forth. So you're going to bounce on those notes, sometimes to the left and sometimes to the right. So what's going to happen is when that goes, you're going to start going towards the lake, and then you're going to go towards the dining hall, okay? So start that way, then go that way. Good? Ready? One, two, three, four. Good job, everybody. You guys can have a seat.
Jill and
I'm Chloe. Hi.
And we have had the pleasure of spending the mornings with your youngsters in children's ministries along with Denise. And it has just been a pure joy. We have been secret spies and we've investigated the stories of Moses and Esther and Daniel and Jeremiah and Joshua. And at this time, we would like for our friends who are with us in the mornings to calmly come forward. We're going to line up and sing a great song for you guys.
Thank you.
Hello? Oh, great job. Great job. All righty. Well, we have a few awards to give out tonight, and I bet you're thinking that I'm going to give out the archery ones first. Actually, I'm going to give out the fishing one first. So, for a tie for second and third, we have brothers Micah and Jeremy Larson with an 11-centimeter bluegill. So come up and get your prize if you're... And on my note here, it says he's leaving early, but with a 12-centimeter sunfish, Mason Madden takes home first. Is he here? It's Mater? Oh, it's weird. All right, he's not here, so we'll put this off to the side. He gets a nice little fishing trophy here.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the 22 awards, but first off, I want to take a chance to thank all the guys that rode with me this last week. Very formidable group, and just encourage everybody else who didn't bring a bike this week to do so next year, and we will accommodate everybody and have a good time. But it is for, you know, people who want to go out and ride, not necessarily the kids. Okay, thanks again, guys. So we're going to start with the 22 awards, and the age 6 to 8. And in second place is Ryan Mann with an 86 out of 110. And in first place with a score of 89 is Alice Stewart. Moving on to the 9 to 13 category. Third place was Gabby D with a score of 84. Second place is Oliver B.
He's coming from upstairs, so he's running.
Nice going. And in first place with a score of 94, I believe it's Eliana Spander. Moving on to the 14 to 17 category, in third place is Karis with a score of 96. She worked very hard for that. In second place, I've got Nate Thorson, 97. And in first place, I have a tie with a score of 99, both Jackson McGillivray and TJ, is it Narbach? Narlock? And then the last category, adults, 18 and above. Starting in third place, I have three-way tie. 96 points, Steve Shield, Kerry McGillivray, and Jeff Blackman. Second place with a score of 98, I just have... Where's Connor? I saw him before. Connor, yeah. And I know you're all waiting for this. He almost made it look too easy. Bill Brenner, 100. Where is he? He said he was going to donate his prize to one of his kids. Thank you very much.
All righty, moving on to the archery face-off. So starting with the 6 to 8-year-olds, in first place with a score of 35, we have Ryan M. Ryan, where are you, bud?
He's the only one in the crowd, right?
That's first place, yeah. In second place with a score of 31, we have Owen Lesh. And in third place, with a score of 18, we have Remy E. All right, now I'm gonna go backwards from third place. So in the 9 to 13-year-old category, we have in third place, with a score of 19, Noah Miller. Alrighty, in second place with a score of 24, we have Anna McGillivray. And in first place with a score of 38, we have Isaac Lesh. Alrighty, moving on to the 14 to 17-year-old range, or category. In third place, with a score of 47, we have Henry R. In second place, with a score of 52, we have TJ Narlock. And in first place, with a score of 56, we have Nate Thorson. All right, now moving on to the adults. In third place, we have Sean Donahue with a score of 50. So for our second and first place winners, we actually have a three-way tie for both. And Katie Kluslick told me you should like arm wrestle, but I'm gonna be nice and give you all the ties, so. So in second place, with a score of 51, we have Ethan Goines, Connie O'Connell, and, let me find it, Jill R. Alrighty, and in first place with a score of 52, we have Cam Lamar, Sam Pipcorn, and Ben Lappin. Ben got really excited before I could even count his score. So thank you all again. It was a great week having you all down at archery. Now to Jonathan Brood.
All right. Hey, you guys, what a week we've had. You guys had fun? All right. Hey, we want to hear a little bit from you on some of the fun that you've had. In fact, we want to hear the highlights of your week. And so what we're going to do is I got two guys coming around, Tom and Craig. They have microphones. And so, okay, we have one. Craig, he's really good. And so... Good. Little Tykes, if you are up to fifth grade, tell us what is some of the highlights of your week, some of the cool things, great things, fun things that you've done. Just raise your hand. They'll bring you a microphone.
Archery,
fun.
Riding my bike all around camp.
Oh, riding your bike. No bike crusher, though, right? No bike crusher.
Wood shop.
Wood shop. Very good.
Activities.
Activities. All right. Got
rifle range.
Rifle range? Very cool. Over here. Yes, it is on.
The climbing wall.
The climbing wall. Very good. We got another one over here.
The wood shop.
The wood shop. Good things. In the back.
Archery and biking.
Archery and biking. Very good. We got one right here.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Shooting.
Shooting. Very good.
Archery and biking.
Archery and biking. That sounds like a great time. All right, right here.
The wood shop and making new friends.
Oh, very good. Making new friends in the wood shop. We got here.
Pony rides.
Say it one more time. Good job.
Pony rides.
Good job.
Yeah.
Creating a Captain America shield.
Creating a Captain America shield at the wood shop. Very nice. Right here.
The pony ride.
The pony ride.
I got one.
Trail ride.
Trail rides. Excellent.
Making our axes and our knives.
Axes and knives. Only at Fort Wilderness. Very good. We have one in the back here.
Can you raise your hand?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The wood shop.
The wood shop. Wow, that wood shop was busy this week.
Pony rides.
Pony rides.
The water slide.
Water slide.
Water slide.
Water slide. All right, we're going to see. We're going to do one. Okay, we're going to do two more. All right.
Craft shop.
Craft shop.
Nature center.
And nature center. All right, very good. All right, sixth grade through high school. Great things from your week. And also, if God taught you something or there's something that you learned this week, let us know about that too. Sixth grades through high school. Right here.
Going swimming.
Swimming. Yep.
The food.
The food. Yeah, over here.
Swimming, climbing wall, and the wood shop.
Swimming, climbing wall, and the wood shop. I think you had a lot of fun this week.
Right. Sailing. I flipped once, but I'm okay.
Yeah, right. Sailing. He flipped, but he's okay. Perfect. Good. Other middle school, high school. Here we go.
Deep fried cherry pie.
Deep fried cherry pie. Love it. Good. All right.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Making new friends and, yeah, swimming too.
Yeah, and still swimming. Good. All right, last one.
Mr. Michael's class and how he spent the entire week on one paragraph in John. I thought that was really cool.
All right, very good. Adults. Adults, what's been great things from your week? And if you've learned and been encouraged about something, if you want to share that as well. Right over here, Jenny.
Really liked the speaker. You did an excellent job. I'm leaving here feeling like I'm going to pray more often and pray differently. Mm. So thank you for that.
Excellent. Yeah, here.
Watching my two oldest hit the rock wall. They normally aren't real fond of heights. Yeah. So watching my youngest, I should say my middle, go all the way to the top was pretty cool.
Very cool. Yes, sir.
The men's breakfast and getting to know our speaker a little better, and also the message. Same reasons as the first person. Message was awesome.
Good.
I'd like to dedicate this one to Sabrina Schlenker, if you could stand up, my daughter there. Sabrina, go ahead, stand up. I had a very, very impactful 2 minutes of sailing with her until she violently betrayed me, pulled me into the water, and then I smashed my head. And that's what this stitch is, well, it's super glue. Everybody kept asking me what that was. So she was playing as if she was needing to ride back to the shore, so I picked her up, and then she turned on me. But we're still good. We're all good. She's cool. I would have done the same thing if I was her age. So...
Right.
So.
Family memories, right?
Making new friends and sharing the nostalgia of memories past, but making new memories with my family now.
Very good. Any others?
An epic weather week.
Epic weather week, yes. We did. We prayed for it. All right.
This is not about this week, but Jonathan asked if I'd just kind of share this testimony. In 2009, I was diagnosed with liver failure, and it was a long journey with a liver transplant in 2013. But all throughout the journey, Fort Wilderness was there standing alongside me. I received many phone calls from the staff because they pray every week. And throughout the journey, they would periodically call and say, how can I pray? So if you're in the midst of a journey, this is a Fort Wilderness family, take advantage of them. They would love to put you on their prayer list and pray for you. And I'm here today, standing example of prayer.
Just had a really great time out at the clay range with Todd and my son Oliver, who did the clay range for the first time.
Very cool.
So.
Yeah. All right. Oh, here we go.
I'm really thankful for the staff here, and then also seeing how much they pour into the summer staff and the volunteers.
Quiet times with God by the lake, especially at night.
Yeah. Yep. Hard to beat, isn't it? Really. Cool. Okay.
I have to say, at the campfire on Sunday night, when Ron was closing out and he gave his story, and I sensed a little bit of a different type of a story he was closing on his 51 years of being here and how he... You know, he took a simple thing of fungus, turned it around, and made a little fun of himself, but yet he praised God through all those things, and just how he tweaked all of that and just saying how God loves us all. I think that was a touching moment, at least for myself.
Yeah, very good. Hey, you guys, it's been a great week. You know, as you've just testified, it's been fun. God's done some great things in our lives, and we've learned. We've grown, and so we are so thankful that you've been here. We're excited about that. As I look at these boards, things that you've let go of, trusting in Christ, things that you've been encouraged about, and just God at work, it's just so good. It's Christ in us, and so we're thrilled for you. Here's my encouragement as you go. Don't forget what God's been teaching you this week. It's easy to come to camp, have this really spiritual high, and then you go back to life where things get busy, where the stresses come back, and just to go back to the way you were before you came. And my encouragement is be very diligent in making sure that what God taught you this week, that you continue to apply to your life. With that, I want to invite Pastor Matt on up here. All right? And
am I supposed to use this one?
We'll get you this one, whatever works.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to just take a moment and pray for Pastor Matt as we close, and then he's going to just share just a little bit of a closing. So let's just pray. Father, I thank you so much for your incredible love for us. I thank you that you and your sovereignty brought Matt here this week. And Father, I thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you have used him in our lives. And so, Father, I pray your blessing on him. I pray that you will bless him and his family. Father, I pray that they will flourish, bringing glory to Jesus. Father, I pray for his ministry, Eastbrook Church. And Father, I pray that you just continue to use him there. And I pray that this church continues to reach people for Jesus Christ around the Milwaukee City and abroad across the world as they focus on missions. So Jesus, we just want you to be glorified, and we thank you for him, and we just are so blessed. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
He's bringing you a mic.
Sorry about that. All right, the adults will know what I'm talking about when I say, are you all still with me tonight? Oh, man, I think the adults fell asleep. Are you guys still with me tonight? I just want to say just a couple really simple things. Don't worry, this is not going to be a 30-minute message. I just want to say thank you for letting me be the speaker this week. This is our first time at Family Camp, like a few others here, and this was just a fantastic week. I'd like to actually just give a really uproarious round of applause to all the staff. Can we just show them our love and support? I think we've all experienced just a ton of love and support and care and service from the staff, and we just want to say thank you for that. And the only thing I just want to say is as we head out of this place, I want to just ask you, I'm talking, I guess, especially to the adults, but it goes for everybody else too. One thing that God has planted into your life, I want to ask you to do something this week. Share one thing that God has spoken into your life with another person. My parents were teachers, and they always tell you the best way to learn something is to share it or to teach it to somebody else. I want to ask you, whether it has something to do with what I was talking about or not is not the main deal, but whatever God has spoken into your life, go to somebody this week and share with them what God has done in your life and just encourage them as well. And I think it will make it even more impactful in our lives. So thanks so much. I'd like to pray for us, and I don't know if somebody else is coming up after me. Yep, okay, but I'm still going to pray right now. Anyway, Lord, we just pray that you'd bless us so that we might go forth and be a blessing to other people. Thank you, Lord. I guess actually you've already answered our prayer. We've been blessed so much. We've just rehearsed it and talked about it. And we pray you give us safety in our travels back. We pray that you would allow us, Lord, to go deeper in our life with you, to have much more of the full life in Jesus Christ, much more joy, much more deep meaning in our life, and may we walk with you as people of prayer, abiding in Christ, that your life would transform us from the inside out. Lord, if you could bless us in that kind of way, it would be pretty amazing. And so we pray for that, and we pray it in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen. Thank you, everybody.